And oftentimes, I'm seeing this a lot with a lot of different companies just across the board, is they don't utilize email marketing like at all. And if they do, they're just blasting it to the entire list the entire time and it burns it out. And then they ruin their domain and it ends up being a disaster. And then they're like, wow, email marketing doesn't work. And so this is like a testament that it does. It works very effectively if you know how to do it.
This is Digital Marketer. Digital Marketer.
Hey everyone, this is Mark DeGrasse, the president of Digital Marketer, and this is the podcast that keeps you up to date on everything you need to know when it comes to digital marketing, from the platforms you'd be focused on to the cutting edge tactics and tools that are working today. Today, our guest is EJ Sellenders, the CEO and founder of Blaze Digital Solutions, also a certified partner here at Digital Marketer, and one of our newest faculty members that's going to be helping us out with a bunch of new content and courses. He's also coming up with a presentation that he'll be delivering at the TNC. So, a bunch of stuff's coming from EJ. We love him. He has tons of practical solutions. He's an awesome marketer, and he has a ton of experience really getting, you know, e-commerce brands, especially in the outdoor space, up and running quickly. So today what we're going to talk about is a $100,000 30-day campaign that he ran for one of these e-commerce brands and kind of how he put together and why it was so effective. So welcome, EJ.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks.
All right. So that's, you know, we actually just talked about briefly before we got started, but it's an archery company, which I love because it's so targeted with your niche that you serve. And $100,000, I mean, that's a good start to email marketing. So how did that happen?
Yeah, it was a great start to our engagement with the company too. So that was our first 30 days of the engagement that we had. So it definitely blew the socks off of everybody. The big thing, man, the one thing that we really kind of like dive into is like the issue, like where's the hole, where's the thing that we can kind of plug the fastest, right? They're an archery company, so they do arrows and rod heads and parts and things like that. So it's not the easiest thing to run ads against. We get restricted a lot, but they did have a list of 20,000 people on their email list. And they email maybe once, maybe twice a month if they were lucky. And oftentimes, I've seen this a lot with a lot of different companies just across the board, is they don't utilize email marketing like at all. And if they do, they're just blasting it to the entire list the entire time and it burns it out and then they ruin their domain and like it ends up being a disaster. And then they're like, wow, email marketing doesn't work. And so this is like a testament that it does. It works very effectively if you know how to do it. The one thing that we kind of looked at was how viable is this 20,000 person list. So as we kind of dove into that, we realized that there's a good chunk of those people that were actually purchased in the past from them. And so we started to immediately segment the list based off of people who have made a purchase and people who have not made a purchase. And then we continue to segment based off of like, well, over the last 30 or 60 days, who actually opened and engaged with an email and then who didn't. And so we immediately started segmenting the list in that fashion. Then we created an offer. So we went in and we said, okay, what is going to be the most effective way for somebody who has not made a purchase to actually come in and make a purchase? And so we put together just a really simple new customer offer. It was like a 10 or 15% off. And then we added a couple other components to it. And then we set up some automations. So we started with the welcome series and then went to the abandoned car series. And then we had to set up a browse abandonment. And then we went in and optimized some of the current flows that they actually did have a couple flows going, but we optimized those to be able to utilize the segments of the audiences and did a win back campaign as well. And so as we did that, we launched, and within the first weekend, we had like $1,600 worth of sales within the first weekend of us launching the initial like campaign to get people into the welcome series. And so we knew right off that we hit the mark on the offer. And so we just continued to do that again and again. And then we created a campaign to then increase the amount of people that are on the list And you can do that very effectively just with simple lead gen campaigns, no matter what the industry is. Like, we do it all the time. I'm doing it right now for an air gun company. I'm running ads on Facebook and Google and all that kind of stuff. It's just the way that you utilize platforms for the purpose that you want to achieve at the end. And so in a nutshell, that's really what we did in that first 30 days. And it generated $100,000 worth of revenue. And so I think it comes down to the offer. And then two, it comes down to how you're segmenting and how you're communicating with those segments to be able to take those actions. And so just really simply.
That was it.
Well, I mean, you make it sound a little slightly easier than it is, because every piece of that is a lot of work. But I think, you know, just starting from the beginning, there are a lot of these e-commerce brands that are out there that have never done email marketing at all. I mean, even 1 to 2 emails a month is still better than a lot of companies that I've talked to that are like, oh, no, I don't want to spam them. I don't want them to think I want their money. It's like, but you do want their money. And on top of that, if they're past customers, they've already started a financial relationship. You know, we always talk about with the customer value journey, it's all about conversion, right? But conversion is only halfway through the journey. It's okay, now you set up that financial relationship. Now you get them excited about making that purchase. Now you can ascend them. And so I think that's, you know, silly number one, is that, you know, asking if you're providing value, more value for somebody who's already started the relationship is obvious, but it is difficult. So did you have to have that talk with the company to say like, hey, we're going to start sending a lot more emails? Was there any pushback, or did they kind of say like, oh, okay, whatever, do your thing?
The owner was actually very responsive to the strategy, because we were able to educate him along the way and kind of give him like on paper of like, this is what we're thinking, this is what we want to do and why we want to do it. And then if it works, then you're going to love us. If it doesn't work, hey, we can change direction and no harm, no foul on that front. But the strategy, I think, was pretty sound. So he kind of gave us, he was like, yeah, let's do it. If we can, you know, we needed to ramp up the amount of emails and stuff that we were running anyways, because they weren't running anything. So there was a warm-up period that even happened during that period, you know, we're running emails through Klaviyo. And so, yeah, they're definitely a lot of work. I mean, some of these automations too were like multiple emails, right? So some of the automations that he had set up only had like 1 or 2 emails in the mix. Where we built it out, it was like, you know, 7, 4, 7, 6, you know. And so when they were a lot more comprehensive and a lot more directed on like, how do we get this person to move from one spot to the next? I think that's one thing that a lot of marketers, even a lot of business owners, kind of miss, is they overlook the micro steps. And so like with our 5-level framework that we actually derive directly from the customer value journey, it's like just to the convert stage really, but it's like, okay, how do we get somebody from one step to the next? What is that call to action? What is that piece of content that we need to deliver in order for that thing to happen? Is it a testimonial? Is it, you know, a brand anthem style video to get them just pumped and excited? Is it, you know, just a product, just, you know, more of a product description or product like deep dive on that front? A lot of people, they just kind of skip over all those steps because they just want to just show something and for people to just buy. And it goes a lot deeper than that, just because of the way that we're inundated so much with advertising and all this kind of stuff, that people need that relationship built. And people don't understand like how important that is, especially in the marketing and the advertising space, whether you're running emails or your ads or running print material. That process needs to happen more today than I think ever before. And that just all comes down to the way you communicate and how you solve their problems in such a direct way. And, you know, if that makes any sense at all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, it does to me. No, but I think, well, you say direct, but I think, you know, another word for it is obvious. Like, it needs to be not hidden, your agenda. And I think, you know, what you're really describing is just being really intentional with those communications and having an understanding, which, you know, if you take people out of the marketing, you know, take your marketing hat off and you're just like, how do you experience brands and how do you make decisions to purchase something? Me personally, like my decision-making process for buying anything over like $100 ranges from like a month to like a year. Like I'll think about something for that long. So unless there's a brand that's willing to cater to my style of purchasing, I'll just be like, well, I don't know who you are. You're not a recommendation from a friend. And really what we're talking about here is cold. Yeah, it's not quite cold traffic because you have past customers who have already given you money. So you know what they want. But, you know, just from a, you know, the new perspective, I think it's if you aren't walking them through that excitement phase of the customer value journey, which is really the welcome series that you described, then how could the customer possibly know what to do? They're not going to research you. If you can't provide the offer that they need, the solution they need immediately, if that's your marketing, your kind of direct marketing intention, then they're not interested. But if instead you got a little deeper into the, you know, motivations or the, you know, inspiration to buy something prior to that, which, you know, in terms of the archery company might be, hey, you know, how many times have you broken your arrow when you shot it? And did you know that that doesn't have to happen if you use the right materials to buy your blah, 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 or to you know, make your arrows? Now they're interested in you because you're interested in the process or the problems that they're facing right now. And even though they might be not ready to buy right now, now they're interested. So with that said, how do you really think how do you formulate the welcome series? Because I think that's a huge pivotal step that a lot of brands miss.
Yeah. So obviously it all comes down to like what you're getting somebody to opt in for, you know, and having a direct reason for them to want to even give their information to you. And so I'll kind of throw another example that's still in the outdoor space, but it's for broadheads, which is even more like segmented, or probably just as segmented as the arrows. But what we did was we kind of put the broadhead package together, but then we added like educational material to it, right? And so it's like, hey, get access to this, like, you know, to the top 10 tips that is going to make you like this awesome, you know, archer. It's going to increase your accuracy. You're going to do like all of these things, right? And adding like those components to it. So they're opting in for that. They might be opting in for the discount, but they're going to get these extra pieces as well that makes it even more enticing to where they're going to be like, okay, yeah, the discount's cool because everybody gives me a discount. But these other things that they're adding to it makes it way more valuable because I'm actually going to be able to improve my game. I'm actually going to be able to be more successful in my endeavors this year. So yes, I'm going to use their arrows, but they're teaching me how to best use their arrows. That's going to make me, you know, 100% more proficient, efficient, effective, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so that's really like, it's really builds into the offer. And so when we do that, they opt in to receive that discount code and to get that material. And then we walk through that education material, but we're highlighting the different aspects, you know, of their arrows, of the products, and really just kind of nailing down the reason why they opted in to begin with. Does that make sense? But we're always providing that next step along the way. And so whether if it's education, if it's just a sole discount, we still highlight everything. So like, and I'll highlight like Scree, for example. So some of their welcome series entails different influencers and their gear recommendations, right? So it's not Scree giving the recommendation. It's these other guys giving those recommendations for the piece of gear, for that time of year, for that specific hunt, you know, whatever that is. And so we really tried to hone in to build that value as much as we possibly can in the welcome series, because like you said, like the experience that people have is the most important thing in this whole marketing journey. And that experience needs to just hit it hard on the actor state, like plainly put.
Oh yeah. Well, and it sounds obvious when you say it, like, yeah, you want to show people how to use your product, but I think that's, there's a disconnect. And the disconnect is really, I found, on like ROI, where it's like, well, yeah, we're educating them on the product, but what about their next purchase? Like, why are we talking about the next thing they could buy? And again, it just goes back to that journey. You will do that. You know, you will ascend them. That's part of the process, but you can't get there just by wanting to be there. You know, we always talk about the, you know, half built bridges and, you know, how do you get somebody from their before state to their after state? And most of the time, you know, there's many stages in between that. And if you try to skip over those stages and just be like, ah, that's why people end up setting, you know, defaulting to just promotions constantly, right? It's like, wow, we got to sell this. So let's go ahead and push this out. We'll give a discount. We'll do free shipping. We'll do whatever, which is good. And you got to do that. But that's one, expensive, because when you discount your product, you're immediately taking away margin, right? Like it looks at like the 20% off coupon or the 30% off coupon. It's like, yeah, that's off the top. Like that's off of retail. And if your margin is 35%, now you just annihilated your margin. And unless you have the Ascension plan, which is the next stage of the process, then you're just shooting yourself in the foot. And why not keep that profit, you know, right now? And you can do that through the Welcome Series.
100%.
Hey everyone, I wanted to quickly interrupt the podcast for a special announcement. If you're listening to this podcast because you want to become a better marketer, then I want to share with you what I believe to be the most comprehensive digital marketing program on the market today. It's called the Digital Marketing Mastery Certification. You'll learn to leverage the tools and channels to predictably and profitably drive awareness, leads, sales, and referrals. Everything you need to know to become a true master of digital marketing. We'll take an in-depth look at the core digital marketing competencies, including content, email, social media, community, digital advertising, data and optimization, and more. After earning your digital marketing strategist certificate, you'll have the tools to effectively reach your target audience through a full scope marketing strategy. Get started today at digitalmarketer.com/strategycert.
And the cool thing too is when you develop those offers, you can still provide discounts. So like with the broadheads, we put together their standard broadhead, and we kept the broadhead price at the same price, right? But then we added like these education, these digital products of like the education and then the warranty and the 30-day guarantee and like all of those things, right? And we did offer 10% off your next purchase if you buy that particular bundle, right? But we were able to increase the price of that bundle by like $10. And then we discounted it down to the regular price of the broadheads. But that bundle, there's, you know, they're getting 20% off of that valuable bundle, but it doesn't take any margin at all away from the actual product. We're just adding more value to it.
Well, and more volume, you know, in terms of sales too, because when you do the bundling or the packages or the special deals where you know, lump all these products together, now somebody who might have just bought one thing is now like, well, I could buy the one thing, but I'm stupid if I don't, you know, buy this other thing that I'm going to eventually buy anyways. And so you're actually getting into the purchasing process of the buyer where they're like, yeah, it makes more sense for me to do this. And like you were describing, that irresistible offer that everybody, you know, the Alex Hormozi book, the $100 million offer, I think I've heard that so much. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so true though, because unless it's irresistible, I'm not going to make that purchase right now. And even for my kind of long form purchasing process that I use personally, like that will make me take action. I'm like, well, if I don't do it right now, then I could lose it. You know, I basically wasted $1,000, let's say, like, because it's so discounted right now. And I have to make that decision now, because what else could I do with $1,000? I'll do something else with $1,000. So I love that. Well, the focus on the offer, that's huge. Let's just quickly go through like all the campaigns though, because you said the email campaign, but you had the welcome series, you had the abandoned cart series. Was the abandoned webpage, like somebody who landed on the landing page and then left, bounced off?
Yep. Browse abandonment. I'm actually going to log in to Klaviyo. I'm going to pull up the different campaigns here.
Love it. Well, and let's say this. How long did it take to set up all of this? Because you had to make the offer. You had to, collect the emails, find out what kind of segmentation they were currently doing. Then you had to construct the email series for all the different emails. Was that a month process, or what led up to the final, like, okay, we're going?
The way we kind of onboard it is, before we actually sign them on, we do like an audit per se, right? We call it a revenue growth plan, because with the audit, we're going to build an actual plan that over the next 90 days, this is how we're going to generate X amount of revenue. And our motive is to generate at least put a plan together that's going to generate at least double what their investment is with us over the 90-day period. So if they invest, you know, $7,500 with us over 90 days, we want to generate at least $15,000 in revenue. That's what we found has really cultivated. So before we even onboarded them, we got access to all their platforms, everything. These companies, they'll put $1,000 down payment, and then they'll give us access to all of the platforms. We then create that plan to begin with. So before we even start, we know exactly what we're going to do, how we're going to go about doing it, how viable some of these things are. So by the time we hit the ground running, within the first 5 days, we had like the first three automations already built out and sent over to them to approve, so to speak. And then once those were approved, we started sending some broadcasts out and then continued building automations, you know, over time. So that's kind of the flow of it. And I think it really builds trust with clients. I know like a lot of agency owners out there, like, I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, like, I just don't trust agencies. I think they're all just a bunch of garbage. They're just full of fluff. They promise all this stuff and they never deliver, like all of those things, right? And so it was my way of kind of like shifting that, is like, well, let's create a plan. And then, you know, if we can do this, then the likelihood of us, you know, actually executing and actually creating that revenue for you is going to be a lot greater, because we're all going to be bought into the process right from the very, very beginning.
That's awesome. Well, and I think it's a testament to having a plan too, because I think the reason why a lot of agencies get this, portrayal of like, oh, they never deliver, is because they just spent a month, maybe more than a month, prospecting this new customer, and they spent all this time and effort making promises and, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. And then when it comes time to like, hey, here's money, then they're like, all right, we get a start. And then they come up with this custom process, and the collecting the information takes forever, and getting the buy-in of the client takes forever. And then now it's 3 months later, they haven't started a campaign. They're still talking about stuff and no action has actually been taken. Then what happens is both sides are frustrated. And even if they do make a campaign that works, it's taken 3 to 6 months. And now the client's very unhappy because they've been paying that entire time waiting for results. And it sounds like what you do is you just flip that over and be like, nope, here's the plan. Here's exactly what we're going to do. You know the information we need. Here we go. I'm sure you have some templatized kind of, drip series and email series, which makes it easy to customize, switch it over. And you know exactly what you're getting into. And I love the focus on getting that result. You know, like, here's the target. You're giving us this much money. You're going to get this much money back. Or that's what we're aiming for. And now you could do whatever you want. You earned the trust that you needed to, you know, do the next campaign and keep them as a long-term client and get them results forever. And they trust you. And I'm guessing, and this is just my assumption, is that they bug you less. Is that true after you have a big success?
Yes. Yeah, they do. Yep. I mean, they'll come at us and be like, well, our week's a little bit slower than last week. Is there anything that broke or anything? Is everything okay? You know, that's more of the questioning versus like, you guys aren't doing your job. Like, what the heck am I paying you for? Like all this stuff there. It's more of like a concern of like, hey, do we need to jump on a call? Do we need to kind of readjust some things or whatever? It's more of a discussion than it is like a complaint or anything like that. So yeah, it's definitely way more positive. Way more positive. So, and I like being on that side of the fence with clients than the latter. So,
oh yeah. Well, I mean, it's tough because when they get to that level of actually speaking up, like, hey, I'm dissatisfied with your service. Like, they're actually been like that for a while at least, and they've been working up the courage to talk to you about it. Because every time they bring up the, oh, hey, when's something going to happen? You know, you're like, well, you did. You know, the normal agency response is, well, you guys didn't get us this. We need access to that. Yeah, this didn't happen. And blah. And then they push it back on the client. Like, this is really, it's your fault. It's not my fault. It's your fault. And so, and nobody wants to hear that, even if that's the truth. You know, they want to hear, what can you do? And what have you done? And why should I keep on giving you money? So I think your entire process sounds fantastic. And while it is kind of complicated, it does take some work to, like, you know, you kind of talked about bundling a service, but that entire process, telling a company that, hey, here's how you currently sell crap. I need you to make an entirely new product that I'm going to recommend based on this awesome offer that's going to get you a bunch of results. It takes some handholding and some confidence on the agency's part to go to a business owner and say this. But at the end of the day, that's your job. So I think you really described a process that almost any business can use, especially e-commerce businesses. But I know you pulled up your screen. So why don't you just walk us through like the exact, things that you set up in order to achieve that $100,000 month?
Yep. So first thing was obviously the welcome series. So we have the welcome series. We really introduce like welcome to the Serious Archery family, then go into the quality of the products and all of those different aspects that we've kind of talked to. So we actually did a split test on two different welcome series as well, right from the get. So we have our version one and version two of the welcome series. We have these three different welcome series, but this was more for a giveaway. So we do a lot of giveaways, and that's actually what I'm talking at TNC is how to structure and how to run those giveaways to generate a return. A lot of people don't expect a return. They think giveaways are crap. That's just a little plug for TNC. But we have these two welcome series that we started with. Obviously this one won, and you can see here some of the revenue that's generated just in the last, I think it's the last 7 days. But we have these, everybody who's kind of placed an order. We did kind of run a little bit there. So you can see we've kind of ran some stuff. We've taken some stuff off. We do a lot of A/B testing. So you can see here the abandoned cart. We have two different versions of it. And we let the one run. And it's amazing. I'll kind of, this can be a little sneak peek. So as you can see, this one isn't a whole lot of, it's very simple.
Two emails.
I want to kind of show you what this looks like, right? And the cool thing is that there's really no images, very little creative put into these. And I think this is one of the things that we kind of really pride ourselves on. And it's actually something I took from the digital marketer crew of like, how can we send emails that just don't, we can try to eliminate as many images as we possibly can, so long as the client buys in on it, right? But when we do that, deliverability goes up and conversion rate goes up. As you can see here, like usually in an abandoned cart, you're going to have all sorts of images and different things for the products that they left in the cart and all that kind of stuff. Not the case. And this is the one that won over. And then there's this one. I'll kind of show you the second email here. This one does have a little more creatives, but we're really honing in on those testimonials. All right. These are awesome testimonials. Okay. It really works.
And they're so simple too. I think that, just for the podcast listeners, the email, the first email was just four paragraphs, a button and one headline. This email is a headline, couple paragraphs, and then what is that, five or six reviews. The review four reviews. They're beefy though. I think they're, three, four sentences each. Awesome testimonials. And then it just finishes with complete your purchase and a return to your cart button. And so, and a lot of times, I think, I'm a creative. So I always like, oh, where's all the graphics? But like you said, it affects deliverability, makes them hard to execute because then you got to start that conversation. Oh, what colors do you use? All that kind of stuff. Versus no, they obviously were interested enough to put something in their cart, which is pretty interested, from a buyer perspective. And so this entire chain is the trigger was when someone started checking out, then it waits 5 hours. And then it, after the cart's been abandoned cart email one, don't let this slip through your fingers. And then it waits a day. So 21 hours. And then it goes to this gear will be gone soon. And the gone soon will be, has the testimonials or reviews in it. And that's it. I mean, that's super simple.
And so, and you can see some of these analytics too, like we have 32%. Open rate. 32% click-through rate, 7.2%. We get more money off of this first email than we did on the second email, which means that that first email is pretty good, and it's all just text. it's kind of a
well, and the cool thing is, because I think there's a lot of analysis of like the copy, like, oh, I got to make sure the copy's right too. But at the end of the day, it really, somebody was already interested enough to put it in their cart, and that's a huge component of the next step. And then you just remind them like, hey, did you know? Because I mean, I'm sure there's a certain amount of people who just didn't check out. Like I do that too, you know, where I'm like, I do all the process just to find how much it's going to be. And then I don't make a decision then. So all you have to do is remind people sometimes.
Yep. So in this welcome series too, I wanted to dive into this because we have a really high open rate and a really high click-through
80%.
Rate. 80% open rate. We have a 72%. This is over the last 30 days. 27.2% clicked rate. And then we have a 25% placed order rate, conversion rate.
So the trigger for the, okay, so the trigger is just somebody subscribing to the newsletter. That's it. And then they get these 7 emails and it converts at 25%. That's amazing.
On the first email.
On the first
email. That's just the first email, right? So just to kind of get a little peek into this email, there is some stuff here, you know, some creatives for you creatives out there, but we really dive in to the discount here, but you can see how much copy we have going into this.
Yeah.
That
got
just
some pictures, got some
in.
Products.
And then there's some products in there, but it really dives into, you know, the quality, strength, like all of those things. These guys, you know, the types of arrows and different things, they really are like a pioneer in the engineering and different things behind it, which makes it a lot easier to sell this product. But
that's amazing. Yeah, but even then, it's not
fairly
super
simple.
Complicated. Yeah. And 25% conversion, that's incredible.
Yeah. I think so too. I think it's pretty crazy. And then we wait 3 days and, you know, the order place rate on that second one jumps down to 1.9, but we're still generating revenue. All along the way, we're still generating revenue. You know, we still have a really high. So we get 3 emails in and our open rate's still 54% and our click-through rate's at 4.8%.
That's amazing.
Kind of dive into this. But really, like, the automations are really such an important piece, especially the welcome series. I think the welcome series is probably the most important automation or flow that you can create because it sets up such strong expectations for how, you know, the stuff you're going to get in the future, and it's really setting up for the relationship. So you can see here, there's not as much copy, which in my mind is probably why it doesn't convert as well. And because, you know, the conversion rate is so high on that first one, but it's still pretty simple.
Yeah.
Nothing super crazy, but we are diving into this, right? Getting ready to elevate your arrow crafting skills. And so there's a lot of things we're kind of just building upon what we started with in the beginning.
Love it. No, it seems clean, simple, gets done in a week. And now, you know, I think the audience knows that you don't just have, you know, good products and some discounts, but you have some real valuable information that'll be useful for them doing everything.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's it. And so we created some automations here. The browse abandonment, again, is pretty, I don't know.
Oh, this was more.
There's some complication to this one, as you can see.
That's neat. Well, I think, yeah, maybe what we'll do is have you, you know, create kind of your, I don't know, email essentials for e-commerce businesses because,
yeah,
you know, like you said, there's nothing crazy complicated here. There's no, you know, insane marketing hacks and things like that. It's just some basic follow-up for somebody who is already interested and now you can get that conversion. But the welcome series, man, I didn't, you know, I was expecting like 7 emails and all this, you know, kind of complicated stuff, but it's, now it's keeping it to the basics, getting those automations going, and then testing different parameters, but just having them in the first place and keeping it super basic is way ahead of most companies. So very impressive. I love this.
So pretty standard stuff. We do get into a little bit here. It's just, you know, there is some stuff where we're using some conditional statements, and this one kind of dives in a little bit deeper based on, again, it's based on like engagement. A lot of the other types of automations that we kind of roll, like with the browse abandonment, it's really based on like how they interact and the things that they click on and all that kind of stuff, which will lead to the different flows of things. And obviously SMS, everybody's got to be using SMS.
Oh, nowadays. Yeah. We'll definitely have you back on for that because I think SMS is huge and is really, you know, and again, I always use myself as the buyer, even though I'm super weird about my purchasing patterns. The SMS is super important because the people aren't checking emails as much. I think now that some of the other methods of marketing have kind of, are less effective than they used to be, specifically SEO organic traffic is very unpredictable at this point. Then a lot of companies are starting to rely on email marketing again, which means it's more competitive, more emails going out, more, drive for attention. So unless you have this kind of automated follow-up that doesn't wait a month to get back to somebody, but is immediate and useful and valuable, then now you can increase your conversion rate. You get big wins for your clients if you're an agency, and you'll elevate the entire profession of marketing because you'll be delivering value right off the bat. So I think you are a testament to how agencies should work, and really appreciate your time, EJ. Next time, we'll definitely talk about SMS and all that kind of stuff. But in the meantime, where can people learn more?
Yeah, it's good. Appreciate it, man. So blazedigitalsolutions.com is a website for us. If you want to learn a little more about me personally, ejsaunders.com is my personal website, and kind of got cranked up. Few of the other partners and Dennis and those guys have got me rocking and rolling with some of that stuff. So yeah, I'm starting to be all over the place. So you can always find me on Instagram, Twitter, or X, I guess, LinkedIn. I'm kind of bouncing all along the threads as well. So typically at the @EJSaundersOfficial.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate your time as always, EJ. I think you're doing some awesome things, and you're an excellent example for what's possible with agencies. So I definitely recommend everybody follow you. And again, we'll have you back on very soon to talk about those other topics because you have the evidence. You do the things you say you're going to do, and it works. So we really appreciate what you're doing out there.
Yeah, man. No problem. Appreciate you having me.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to hit that follow button so you get notified when all of our new episodes release. Please share this with a friend who's clueless about digital marketing. And don't forget to visit digitalmarketer.com where you can access all of our courses, certifications, and training programs. Thanks again, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
This is Digital Marketer.
Get ready for the two easiest ways for you to generate product photos for your e-commerce store. I'm Lauren Petrullo, founder and CEO of Mongoose Media and Digital Marketer Academy faculty member. I've managed over 50,000 SKUs for over 100 different e-commerce sites, and I cannot tell you the importance of quality product photos. Not only are they important for your website, but they're great to be repurposed in your email marketing campaigns, your paid ad initiatives, and your organic social media content. It's imperative that you have great photos because great photos sell your products and start conversations with your consumers. There are two great solutions when seeking out quality product photos for your e-commerce site. One, UGC. We know that native user-generated content wins all day on social. When you can get your customers to share back their use of your products in their voice, in their personal applications, you will see dividends when that is repurposed in your paid ads and organic social feeds. Secondly, don't have customers or UGC yet? Not a problem. There are cost-effective solutions in which you can outsource that photography. This and so much more is covered in my modules in our e-commerce cert with Digital Marketer.